This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Hello, this is Derek. Now, if you are listening to this on the Movie Noise feed, you're probably wondering what the hell's going on. And if you're listening on Deliberate Noise, and you already probably have a bit of a clue as to what's going on. That is the thing for the Deliberate Noise podcast. I'm your host, Derek Howard. This is a special show because recently I did an episode on Movie Noise where I talked about the film Afropunk, and I talked in depth about what changed my musical tastes. That is a story that has been told on Deliberate Noise once before. But when I was saying it on Movie Noise, I made a big point of saying, you know, and at the end, I guess I think I played Girl from Baltimore by the Fleshtones. I have permission to play it. And then when I was putting the show together, I completely forgot to add it on there. So if you are a Movie Noise listener, this show is kind of for you. You know, I'm going to play Girl from Baltimore, the song that I really talked up on the last episode. And I'm also going to play Tell the Coach. In fact, I'm going to play this whole show's going to be dedicated to songs that have influenced me in some way, especially influenced Deliberate Noise in some way. So if you are a Movie Noise listener and you just want to hear what Girl from Baltimore sounds like, go ahead and after this first song, just, you know, turn it off, go do something more productive with your day, you know. Hope you'll stick around for the whole thing. Now, if you're a long-time Deliberate Noise listener, all the songs on this show have been played before. But I'm going to talk about them again in case you're a new listener and you want to know, wow, Derek, what has shaped your musical tastes? Anyway, here's the song that really did it for me. This is the one that changed everything for me, from the type of movies I watched to the type of comic books and books that I read to the type of music I listened to. This is it. It might not have the same effect as it did on me, but who knows? Anyway, this is A Girl from Baltimore by the Fleshtones. Girl from Baltimore by the Fleshtones. Come on now.
Shakes it down.
All right. Now, imagine going from listening to music like the Beatles and the Stones and, you know, Jethro Tull, Aqualung, Van Halen, Rush, you know, today's Tom Sawyer, Mean Child, whatever. To go from music like that to Girl from Baltimore totally just changed the way I saw everything, you know. The scales were lifted from my eyes, and behold, there was a light, and that light was punk rock. Now, in a just world where our music licensing wasn't so draconian, I would be playing Cheeseburger by Gang of Four, because that was the next song that I remember hearing that night. However, I don't have permission. I don't even know who to get permission from. I don't think the band is... I'm pretty sure Gang of Four is together, but not podcast-friendly, shall we say. Although, Jasper Borgman from the Plan 9 Rock Show had gotten permission from a punk rocker. I forgot who it was. But the guy said that, you know, if there's any punk rock band out there that won't let you play their music, then they're not really punk rock. I'm not saying that's how Gang of Four is. I don't know. I've never made the attempt. And, you know, I probably could play it and not get into any trouble, you know. But let's just say 13-year-old me definitely would play the song. 25-year-old me definitely would play the song. 35-year-old me would probably think twice, but probably would still play the song. But 43-year-old me doesn't really have a pot to piss in, but I do have responsibilities now, so I am not playing the song. Hopefully one day things will change, and then I can put the triumvirate back together, and I can play Cheeseburger. But I can't, so I'm not. However, I do have permission to play the third of the big triad, the Trinity, the songs that really changed me. There was one more, but I know that that came like weeks later, and that was Controversy by Prince, because the DJ who, I'm going to mention after this, but the DJ got like an advanced copy and he played it, and I was like, whoa, this Prince guy is pretty good. I wonder if people have heard of him, you know. But you know, I'm not playing him, I'm playing the Bus Boys, because I have permission to play Tell the Coach, which, like I said, these are songs I played before, but they mean something special.
Down.
right, now the oh, sorry about that. Now the DJ who was playing the music that first night was Mike Halloran. And even though I probably never said this on the show, unless I explicitly say otherwise, every episode of Deliberate Noise is in dedication to Mike Halloran, Electrifying Mojo, who's another DJ who really influenced the way I thought, and Dave Slusher. You know, those three guys, they're the ones who put me behind the mic. Whether they realize it or not, those are the guys who influenced me the most. And so pretty much every Deliberate Noise, every Box Online episode, everything that's got to do with music is dedicated silently to those three guys. Except for Dave Slusher. I'll just go on record saying every podcast I do, regardless of subject matter, is dedicated to him. You know, he's the one who just said, you know, if you feel like doing something, just do it. You know, and it may have just been said in passing. Maybe it's just something he wanted to talk about, but it really affected me as much as those songs I just played did. You know, yeah. See, like I said, he's my podcast father, basically. He gave birth to Deliberate Noise in a very roundabout way. So, same thing with Electrifying Mojo and Mike Halloran, you know. I grew up listening to those guys, and they like I said, they really, really affected me, you know. Some of the podcasters who have affected me since I've started also get like silent dedications. I think I've mentioned them before, like Matt over Digital Detroit Radio, Michael O.D. for Most People Are DJs, and Les Zaldor from Zaldor's World, and Jasper Borgman from Plan 9 Rock Show, Michael Butler from Rock and Roll Geek Show, Rock and Roll Geek IndieCast, Good Clean Fun. You know, he's one of those guys who does almost as many podcasts as I do, you know. Brent Bambury from Brave New Waves, CBC Radio. First guy who ever played Superchunk, Slack Motherfucker on the radio. He's first guy I ever heard who played Cookie Puss from the Beastie Boys. I even named my dog Cookie Puss, you know. There's just like a lot of people who really influenced me, and those are some of them. Without saying it, I dedicate my podcast to those guys, you know. Just like with Comic Book Noise, every episode I do of Comic Book Noise, I'm trying to impress three guys. I want three guys to actually enjoy those episodes, and that's Mike Myers from the Geek Brunch podcast. I have to say from the Geek Brunch podcast, because, you know, Mike Myers is apparently also a very famous actor, and there's Michael Myers, who's just as famous as a fictional serial killer. Peter Rios from Comic Geek Speak, and Chris Marshall from Collected Comics Library, and Bruce Rosenberger from Comics Cast. Those are four guys. But when I make an episode, I want those four guys to say, that was pretty good, you know? Oh, shit, what am I thinking about? I forgot about David A. Price and Angela, who's my partner from Two People Talking, you know? There's like a whole list of people. Every time I stop and think, I was like, oh yeah, and there's somebody else. Oh yeah, and you know, I forgot all about Tim Terrell. You know, it's just like, just so many people. So many people. All kind of influences, you know. Anyway, the next two songs I'm going to play are both by The Jealous Sound, from the album The Jealous Sound. I have permission to play. This is like one of the earliest big name acts that allow me to play their music. Jealous Sound, he said, yeah, go play whatever you want. I was like, oh my God, I love these guys. And these next two songs I'm going to play are Anxious Arms and Bitter Strings. They're two of my favorite songs, period. That's why I want to play them in the first place. Anyway, here's The Jealous Sound.
And there was a guy making a play. robbery. And this one was right. Well, that was the thing. Closing your eyes, see wedding rings. Well, there is no hurry. Daylight today, waiting for wings to form. They're waiting for clouds and storms and for safety. And I said, I will. And I ask you, please lie still. Your faith means everything.
No hurry.
That was two from The Jealous Sound, from the album The Jealous Sound, played with permission. In fact, I have permission to play all these songs. Now, The Jealous Sound, I believe it got some of their members in The Jealous Sound were also on Sunday's Best, which I can play, but I don't have. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and add a song from Sunday's Best. Sunday's Best is also a band called Knapsack. You know what? I just thought about that. I don't even remember which ones I have permission to play. I'm pretty sure I have permission to play The Salts of Santa Monica. No, it was Saccharin. All right, I'm going to play Saccharin because I'm pretty sure I have permission to play that one. And if not, then this show's going to be, it's going to be edited, for future play. So anyway, I'm just going to play this one song. It's, called, Saccharin. It's by Sunday's Best, and you can hear the influence that, one band has had on the other.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to play that. You know, this episode has been a lot more fun than I had planned. You know, I just planned a little bit of fun. Actually, I was just playing those first two songs, but I was like, let me add some Jealous Sound. Let me add some Sunday's Best. Let me add some Fair Verona. I'm going to close out the show with a couple of songs from Fair Verona. Now, Fair Verona was a four-piece band out of Nashville, Tennessee, I believe. I first heard them on the old MP3.com back when it was, you know, still good, before Michael Robertson nutted up and decided to take on the music industry and all their corporate lobbyists head on, and he, you know, you see what happened to him. And before it became just another music portal. It's not even a destination site, it's just there because it's mp3.com, you know. I heard Fair Verona, got a couple songs off their website, love the band, but they broke up. I'm trying to think, that they split into two bands. I believe one of them was called Hubbub. I cannot remember. I'm doing it off the top of my head, and it's just like not there. Oh, yes, before I go on, there's a couple of things I want to apologize for. Episode 130 of Deliberate Noise, because I made really huge gaffes. Number one, I said that Stacey Loves Cocaine was a show that I played before to people talking. It's actually a song, as you could tell. And I said that there were 7 Labors of Hercules, when of course there were 12. And if you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it and just mentally, you know, fix those for me, because I'm not going back to re-edit them. Anyway, so I'm just trying to record off the top of my head right now. I do remember that the other band that split into Fair Verona was called Forget Cassettes. Forget Cassettes, which is a really, really good band. They split for a while because the two people in there had a personal relationship. And I guess they split for a while, where Beth Cameron was still doing music, you know, I guess solo style, while Danny, the drummer, went on tour with And They Shall Know Us by the Trail of the Dead, or something like that, one of those type of bands. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it, And They Shall Know Us by the Trail of the Dead. Anyway, but they got back together. They're a good band as well. But I had contacted Beth, and she gave me permission to play the songs from Fair Verona, you know, because I contacted her to ask her, you know, who would I ask for permission to play these songs? And she said, me, and you have permission. So there you go. Anyway, here's two, and then just going to go ahead and fade out. This is Peak. Great song. And the second one is called Note to Self. I love both these songs. I love all the songs that are on this show. I love all the songs that I play. Stop by DeliberateNoise.com. There you'll find links to all the shows in the Deliberate Noise Network. So I'm not even going to tell you which ones to go to. Hopefully, I will have them alphabetized so it's easier to find stuff. But if not, just look around and see what looks interesting, you know. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode. Little
So long. 1, 1, 2, 1, 2.